A2A Spotlight. I'm Jeff Bell with another story of turning adversity into advocacy.
My son was 13 before we were able to afford a wheelchair accessible vehicle.
And until then, says Oregon mother Renee Steelman, transporting her son TJ, who has cerebral palsy, was a lot of work.
I picked him up out of his chair, I put him on the seat, and then I would have to pick up his wheelchair, put it in the back of our car.
And says Steelman, she came to realize that her challenges were all too common.
I became so aware of other families that were doing the same thing that I was doing.
That awareness led Steelman and her husband to kick around an idea.
We just thought if ever there is a time that we can help other families, we would do it.
So they founded a nonprofit to help other families with non-ambulatory children find the means to get wheelchair accessible vehicles.
You have to purchase the van and then you have to pay for the modifications.
And doing that, says Steelman, is costly.
You can spend anywhere from $25,000 to $65,000.
To help offset those costs, the Steelman Family Foundation began making grants.
To date, we have helped 5 families get into a wheelchair accessible vehicle.
And as word of their grants continues to spread, the Steelmans are hearing from more and more families like their own.
It's just heartbreaking to have people write you letters and tell you why they so desperately need a wheelchair accessible van. And you just want to help everybody.
To learn more about how Renee Steelman is turning adversity into advocacy, visit A2A Spotlight.org. For the nonprofit A2A Alliance, I'm Jeff Bell.